Blog Talk Radio.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try. So thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud. Turning out, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try. So thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Okay, so I'm finna hit that. Hold on.
We're on both. We're gonna be on both sites, but I'm already live on Facebook. For those that are on Blog Talk Radio, stay put, stay with us. But we're gonna be launching our live talk show. Let's talk about it. Myself and Pastor V See, we get them V's and E's mixed up. But we are about to launch, relaunch. Let's talk about it. And we want everybody to be important and to be a part of it. Now, Blog Talk Radio, it's not that we're trying to exclude you or anything. We are inviting you to be a part of what God is doing. Yay! What's up?
Hey, we did it! Yay!
That's what we do. That's what we do. So we're here to relaunch. Let's talk about it. We still have Blog Talk listeners on the other line. The line is still full over there. We're blessing. If you guys want to see us visually, come over to Facebook and join us on my page or Pastor Valoris' page.
Right.
Now, Pastor Valoris, you know you can share it on your page now.
Okay, I'm getting ready to find it. It's on your page. I got two computers, two laptops, two everything in front of me right now.
Look, I got tablets, I got computers, I got phones. We're going to be ready for this tonight.
Okay, so I don't see it. Can you tag me in it on your page? Oh, I'm on provide.
Well, no, right up on your screen here.
Okay.
I believe right in the top, you should see some likes and hearts and stuff. It should give you an opportunity to share it.
I'll try to find it.
Don't worry about it. We'll work with that in 2 weeks. We'll have 2 weeks to work with that. Amen?
Okay.
So what's up?
How are you? You doing good?
Oh, geez, I need a fan. I need an AC.
I know you're talking about, like, it's 92 degrees there, and it's, like, only 42 here. That's not cool at all.
Look,
that's not
well,
cool.
He going to freeze it out in your land, and he going to burn it up in my land. The violence must go, no matter by heat or by cold, it must go.
Wow. And one way or the other, it's going to go. One way or the other, it's going to go. And even if we don't have hot or cold, we got prayer. By prayer, it's got to go.
See, there you go. That means it's already gone.
Yes. Amen.
Don't get me started. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Amen. So, I need everybody who's online with us on Facebook, please share that we are live on Facebook. This is our talk show. This is our forum that we're going to be trying to bring all of our shows over from Blog Talk. Those of you that are on Blog Talk, we thank you for your participation. I see we're dropping some people over there. If you're on Blog Talk, you can see us on Facebook. We're streaming live right now, Pastor Dwayne. And Pastor Valoris, I think one of your friends from that area, same area code, is also on there. We want to invite you to come see us. Come see us face-to-face here on Facebook Live.
Okay. And then if you can, Ms. Perry, can you share it to my page until I learn how to, I don't want to click any buttons and lose Pastor E. So share it to my page, and so then they know that I'm live right now, Ms. Perry. Or anybody
please.
Else that can share it to my page. I appreciate it.
Or anybody out there that's linked to us, please share it on all forums that we're here. And I'm learning this just as well. So we're gonna get it.
Good.
So,
all right,
let's talk about it.
Yes, sir. Listen, you know I'll be having a lot to say, and I thank God, but at sometimes it's still a little bit, you know, you don't want to press too many people buttons, especially when it comes to leadership, you know, in a time
right.
like this, there are things that's going on and what you're seeing. And, you know, I had to do the video the other day, like, you know, some of us that are intercessors, prophets, prophetess, you know, prayer warriors that's on the wall that are watchmen, we see some things that's going on behind the scenes and trying to help those that are in the forefront to be able to be thinkers. You understand what I'm saying? Because you gotta strategically move in this time. You just can't move hastily because it's a pandemic, because people are rushing, because people are fearful, because people are dying. We understand that. And so therefore we want you to be there for your people. We want you to, you know, keep your church running, do everything that you need to do. But there's some watchers behind the scene that says, hey, slow down a little bit, like yield a little bit, stop, sit down, because you see what the enemy is trying to do. And I don't think a lot of people really, we are seeing more of what God is trying to do, but the enemy didn't stop his job, y'all. And I don't think people really see that he didn't stop his job, and he's really going to use this to really put a divide in the church and in people and in families. He's going to try to use it hard. And if you're not looking, and if you're not prepared, and if you're not ready, when you come out of this, you're going to come out with absolutely nothing.
Well, you know what? That's important there, because really we look at what's going on instead of looking at how we should be prepared for whatever happens. That no matter what comes up, no matter what happens, that we are now soldiers in the army ready, not just to talk them. I mean, you said it about different, it's a lot of different churches and stuff right there. They're saying they're closing down,
mm-hmm.
and there's no more this, because they weren't prepared.
Right.
And, you know, like, we've been going live forever. I know I have. Since the first induction of live on Facebook, I've been doing it.
Right.
Now everybody and their mama, everybody and their mama is on a Facebook Live or Instagram, and they ain't never done it.
I feel you.
And
okay,
what about
so
the churches? Hey, but what about those churches that said, "Oh, I don't do Facebook"? Now they hurting because they can't get nobody to watch.
Right. And the thing is that I want to still do what it is that you're doing, but the attention span, when it comes to something like this, like social media, the attention span is very short for people. So they're checking into their church for about 15 minutes, and they're checking into somebody else's church for about 15 minutes, and somebody else's church for about 15 minutes, and which is not a bad thing, because they're still getting the word.
Yes, it is.
But it's not a bad thing at the same time, because you got a lot of people out there that's not teaching the truth. So be mindful. Because everybody going live, and some of them ain't called to go live.
See, that's why some numbers be like 30,000 views, but nobody got nothing. See, I'm not ashamed of my small beginnings.
Right.
Because we only got 100, you know, we got 100 of broadcasts. But I guarantee you the 100 that's on here, they leave away different than they came.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I
don't have nothing to do with me.
Everything to do, because what we do, we say in here, we talk real and we talk work. We're not gonna just talk real and not talk work. Because we also got to meet people exactly where they are. And that's one thing I like about me and Pastor E, is because we're gonna talk about any subject that's having to deal with life. Whatever part of your life, whatever it is that you're going through, trust me, between me and him, we didn't have legions of demons we had to fight.
Demons all on my shoulder.
On our own. So there's nothing that you can bring up that him and I can't talk about, and I'm not ashamed anymore to talk about the things that I've gone through and what God has brought me through, because I want him to bring somebody else out as well.
Exactly. And that's why we're here.
Exactly.
Let's talk about it. It's not for me to say what I got to say or the woman of God. It's for us to really talk about things that nobody else wants to talk about. And I'm proud to say it. I'm proud to proclaim it, and I'm not ashamed. Nobody runs what happens over here but God. And we're willing to trust God in this season that we really be effective in the things that God has for us. And we want you out there listening to feel that much freedom also. Now you say, well, I don't want to get on there. Then message us separately. Reach out to Minister Terry. Reach out to Minister Shannon Jones. Reach out to Minister Latasha Trahan. And send them a message. They'll get us the information.
Right.
But we want to make it real. You see, I'm sweating, don't you?
I see. Is Minister Terry
still
on here?
I had to turn my AC off because it was a little loud. Yes, he's there.
Okay, because I don't see her saying much anything, and I didn't get the link yet, but we're going to keep on talking. I just want to
know.
No, sure.
She texted me and said she could not get on there. All right, but I'm sharing it now to your page. Oh, no, you can't share it to your page. You got a block on that.
Well, I got a block on what?
You can't share to your page.
Oh.
You have to authorize it. So let's see. I'm going to do this. I'm going to send it to your messenger. And then you share it. How about that?
Okay. We'll keep trying. So y'all just bear with us because we're going to keep on trying on this.
Oh, no. Well, this won't work. Now, look. Pastor E is the guru. Y'all want to crash? I'll teach you how to push the buttons. Get them posts and stuff and share the events and stuff. You should have it in your messenger now.
I know. But it says attachment unavailable.
The devil's a lie.
I know.
And he has no control. But we are live on Facebook. I can see it on my page. Your video is being blocked by Andoria. Did I play some music?
No.
Yes, I did in the beginning.
Blog.
You weren't there.
No, I wasn't there. I don't know why I'm blocked.
That's
so
what I was trying to get you to come on. Okay. One thing on here, you can't play music.
Oh, okay.
Because Facebook blocks. It's okay. We're going to still talk about it. Whoever, I'll put another phone up and go live. I know I'll get Facebook. They can't play with me.
I know.
Let's see. Blog Talk Radio, are you out there? See, Minister Terry, everybody came back to Blog Talk. Let me bring Minister Terry in. Minister Terry, welcome to Let's Talk About It. You're on Blog Talk. What's up, woman of God?
Good evening, family. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yep.
Amen. I'm looking at y'all, family. I tell you, y'all look good. Y'all look good in there. But you know what? I'm on Blog Talk. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, but on Facebook, were you able to share us on Facebook?
Amen, Pastor E. You know what? As soon as Pastor Valores came in, the two screens, everything went away. I couldn't share. I shared it before, and now I can't even comment. But we say the devil is alive.
No, that's because Pastor E was playing music in the beginning.
Yes, but we know. You guys look good. Let's talk about it. Amen.
Amen. Now, so Minister Terry,
yes.
If you were able to just give us a subject, what would it be? What would be the first thing you want to hear us talk about?
Oh, come on now, family. you know, Pastor Valores, we all know we got to humble ourselves. God says.
She's still preaching from last night. We're trying to talk about it now.
Nah, we got to talk about that humble and that pride. That humble and that pride now.
Okay.
We need to be on live right now. Because
humble and our
pride. We live. We're still live on Facebook.
We all need Jesus. We are nothing without him. Let's talk about it. My God, you know. No.
Yep.
Now, I'm talking about now. This is still now.
And here we are. We're ready. So we're talking about humility and obedience.
We've seen some. I see you guys. You're looking good, too. Praise God.
Can you hear us on Facebook?
Yeah, I can hear you on Facebook. I have two earbuds, one from each one, and the timing is a little off, but I can understand both. I can understand both. I'm reading lists.
Oh, your Edward Pastor E. Hamilton?
Yes.
Obedience, they go together. Once you humble yourself, you be obedient. You'll follow his word. I can hear you on Facebook, and I can read you guys' lists.
We're going to keep on rolling. When we're talking about humbling yourself, most people don't realize, again, like I was talking about before, this has to be a daily thing. And I think people forget that it's a daily walk. It's a daily humbling. It's a daily. You can't just do it one time and think that you have enough to carry you through. This is something that you have to do daily. And sometimes you get tripped up. Sometimes you get caught up. I mean, sometimes you get caught off guard is what I mean. But once you realize that you have gotten off course, you have to put yourself back on track. And even myself, humbling myself. You know, one thing that I realized, Pastor E, that I had to humble myself to was myself.
That's the first time.
I had to humble myself to myself. I had to be like, Valoris, you wrong. Valoris, you made a mistake. Valoris, you need to repent. Valoris, you know what I'm saying? I had to humble myself to myself. And not to the flesh itself. I had to humble myself to my spirit self.
Right.
So when it comes to that, if you're letting your flesh rise too much and you're not humbling yourself to the spirit of God that is in you, that's when pride will begin to set in, and you will continue to ride in that pride of flesh because you figure that you're doing it. Oh, I got it. Well, the Spirit of God is with me. God must be with me, and you don't realize you left God out of it.
But on purpose. See, that's what when you're really talking about it, is like most of the things that we do, it be self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm.
Why God do this to me? Why God let me go? Why did you do that to yourself? And why did you ignore the signs, the warnings, and the advice of others to tell you to slow your roll?
Ooh, you better ask.
They not ready for this revelant real talk. Let's talk about it. Right now. I'm just E. Can I just be E on this show?
Hey, you E, I'm B. Let's go. Listen, you cannot ignore the warning signs, even if it hurts you and you feel that it's going to damage a friendship, relationship, a partnership, whatever. You know when it's not right. You know when it's not right. And the thing
tell them it's not going to feel good.
Not. But the one thing that I realized is that God took care of that situation for me when I humbled myself to the Spirit of God that was telling me that it wasn't right. The problem is that we want to be, especially when it comes to, especially us women, we want to be the paramedic, the ambulance, the fire department, the doctor. We want to sew it up, bandage it up. We don't want these people to hurt, so we want to make sure that they all right and do all this. But when the same guys say, move, move, and see, that's why I'm not light. You know, that's why I'm kind of rejected.
I ain't light either.
Because if it does not feel right, and if the Spirit of God is telling me to move, I got to move. If the Spirit of God told me to leave you alone, I got to leave you alone. You don't understand. I've been too long in my own way that did not come out right, that I'm going to do it God's way. I will select him over you in a minute.
Oh, I'm running. I will shake you in a minute.
I know.
When it comes down to me and my sobriety with God,
right.
I ain't talking about drugs and alcohol. I'm talking about my sobriety for God. I will shake you in a minute. I don't care if you're my mama, my daddy, my sister, my brother, my friend, my whatever. I've made a choice that I need God so bad that I can do without everything else.
Is your page public? I think that's the reason why I can't. Okay, because it keeps saying that the owner only shared it with a small group of people. Changed who can see it, or it's been deleted. But
okay, hold on.
Yeah, you're
said,
not.
It
you're,
says who can see your post. It says public. I'm public.
Wow. It came up to me. What is he dropping over there?
Everything.
Check the thing up in the corner for this video.
No, I'm telling you why. Look, listen. Okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm gonna end this broadcast, and we're going to come back. But if you play music, they have a block on it.
Okay, well, don't play music. Don't play music.
Jesus. Did you hear me say that 15 minutes ago as I messed up and played music on Facebook?
I know.
All right, so I'm going to end it. We're going to come back. Let's talk about it. 5 minutes. Give us 5.
Okay, but we're still on Blog Talk Radio, though, right?
We're still on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we are.
Okay,
we are still on Blog Talk Radio.
We're just going to get the video together, so don't y'all go nowhere.
Don't nobody go nowhere. All right, so I'm going to go back and delete this this other video. We don't want no problems. Let's get that out of there. But tell Pastor E, don't play no music.
Don't play no music, Pastor E.
Don't try to DJ. Don't try to DJ. Okay, I'm about to launch now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We are launched again. Welcome, family. We are back straight here from the Now Network, Now Church, California, Spirit and Truth Ministries in Madison. No, not why I keep saying Madison with her, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My sister, my sidekick, my buddy, my homie, my everything, we are here live together, and it is time to talk about it. We're ready to get down to the real, to the real, to the real. Oh, I see you.
All right.
There you go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, I believe in that way, there's no music. It's just us going. Everything should be shareable now. Hey, now I'm going to see everybody's coming back on. Latasha, Terry, how you guys doing?
Yep.
I told you. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. All right. Let's jump in there now. Okay.
Wait a minute. Do like this. Do like this. Smile like this. Hey, Pastor V, smile like this.
I can share.
You ain't related. You got the same thing.
I can share. I see.
You,
see you know
related?
What? We
Glory.
Might be because my biological father is in California somewhere, and I don't know him.
My biological father is in South Carolina, so that may not even work. But they, hey, but they say when you start spending enough time with somebody, you start looking like them.
Exactly. All right, Terry, we got you back on. Hey, now, see that? Hey, now. Okay, so now let's go back to this. Listen, listen, humbling yourself. Okay, so we're getting back in there because I want people to really hear this. When you talk about humbling yourself, and I had to humble myself to my own self because I had a pride issue with my own self. There's, you know, that control issue that, you know, I needed to have it this way, that spoiled, that this and that. But I really had to say, Valoris, listen. Take a step back. Check yourself. Is this lining up with, number one, who you are? Number two, the standard that God has on you. And number three, where it is that you're going, your destination. If it's not, then I really need you to get up out of it. And again, no matter what it is, relationship, friendship, whatever kind of ship it is, you, I needed to get out of.
Did you say ship?
Whatever kind of ship.
No, but okay, since we're talking about it, who is the person that has to be the one in the beginning to say, I gotta change? Do you need me to call you, or you should you be calling yourself?
You know what? For me, it took me having to hear about 75 different people say the same thing and living in different areas and regions across the world. Because you're not going to have 3 or 4 people say the same thing that don't even, that related to each other if it's not true. So if you listen to what people are saying about you, if they are saying it in love, then it's time for you to start looking at yourself and starting to change. If you cannot do it by yourself in prayer or with God, then you need to reach out and you need to seek help and ask someone to help you to change. But again, that's one of those things when you're doing it in your late 40s, you ain't trying to listen to nobody.
Nobody.
Stuck
in your ways.
You know what I'm saying? I could justify every action of mine. I could justify my stubbornness. I can justify, you know what I'm saying, my anger, my bitterness. I could justify everything because I had a story for everything. But after a while, it's like, you know what? Says what? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So when you going to really start living new? When you
all right,
going
to
start?
They're saying they can't hear you on. They're saying they can't hear you. I can hear you on Blog Talk, but I can't hear you on the Alexa, I'm not talking to you.
I see my little speaker thing moving.
Well, you're not. They can't hear you on. They can hear you on the Blog Talk, but they can't hear you on the let me see. Everything's open on my side. What did you do last night? Remember?
No, remember last night you had to do something in order to hear me because remember I was on my way out. You said, "Oh no, I got it, I did
no,
it."
No, you're already in there for that. I've done that part. Can you guys hear Pastor Valores? It said yes, we are.
Huh?
All right. Well, look. Now, okay. So now that I'm growing, I'm learning this. I don't need nobody else to tell me about me. I already know what's wrong with me.
Listen, you might need a book to write down what you know is wrong with you because it's kind of a pretty big list for mostly all of us. And you want to make sure that
right.
you go back and revisit some of those things to see if you touched on it and if you're changing from it.
Exactly. And get the full effects of it.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's not a race, y'all. One thing that, and I'm writing about it now in my new book, PTSD, Pressing Through Singleness and Divorce. I'm writing about the process and how slow the process was because when you're going through rejection and divorces, you do develop signs and symptoms of PTSD, the actual true PTSD. So I'm writing about that process and how, you know, how long I realize now how long it took me to get through each phase. I mean, I was in bitterness for a long time. Oh my goodness, I was in bitterness for a long time. Even though I was getting better, it still was very difficult to accept. So when you know these things about you, it's not going to be an overnight change, but I need you to always keep working on it. Keep working on it. And only be, listen, I realize this too. I can only be around the people, Pastor E, that know me for real and see the change that I'm working on because new people don't see it and they tend to judge you for where you at right now. You want to say, hold on 1 minute. You want to say where I come from. And that line
no,
is only about.
No, they can't still. Look, hey, look, it's something on your end, on your computer. Blog Talk can hear you, but Facebook can't. Oh, that look.
I know, like, what is it?
Can you hear me through your computer?
Yeah,
see, that's the problem. I can't hear you through the computer. And I was hearing you before.
Hold on. Let me do this. Let me leave that one and put it up on this one. Hold on, you guys.
Exactly.
Hold on.
Yes.
Because
let's take you out. Let's take you out and come back in.
Hold on.
Bye.
Wait. You do that.
Okay, I took you off of the Be Live. Come back in and make sure you give authorization for your microphone. Come on, y'all, hang with us tonight. This is Let's Talk About It live from the Now Network studio here in Los Angeles, California, and from the studio in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yes, we have a studio in Milwaukee. We can have a studio where you are, wherever you are landed, no matter what city, no matter what state. We're putting together some technology that we can send you a box with everything you need to set up your studio in your home, in your living room, in your garage, in your basement, wherever you can put up the banner. You can do a network broadcast wherever you are. Same kind of, it's a different banner. We just put a different banner together. But we want you guys to get involved in everything we're doing. That's what Let's Talk About is about. And the Now Network is that we all have an avenue to be able to share freely. Believe me, this is for you as well as it is for me. The first and third Fridays, we got another show about to come on. We're excited about that also. All right, Pastor V, you back
I'm
up?
I'm almost there.
Okay.
I got off the other computer to see if the other computer.
Well, come on, Pastor Dwayne said he want to come in the studio. Come on, Pastor Dwayne, let's see. Come on in, bro. Pastor, Bishop can hear me. Come on in, Bishop. Let's try you out, too. See if your apparatus works. Let's talk about it.
Oh, I think I know what I'm doing. Wrong.
I think
Hold
you
on.
Do, too. Five, four, three, two, one.
I have to hit Facebook.
I told you.
Listen.
Lord Jesus.
Listen. I'm so sorry.
Where'd you go?
Who?
Where'd you go?
Hold on. Hold on.
I love it. 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 And in the midst of us trying to fix things, do you know how much God loves you? Let me tell you how much he loves you.
Oh, my goodness.
More, 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 more. You are his biggest priority. God loves you so much that he's waiting for you to make that decision. God loves you so much that all you got to do is make the right choice. Hey.
Can y'all hear me? No.
Oh, yeah, wait. Yes, we can.
Oh. Can you hear me, Minister Terry, via Facebook?
Minister Terry, give us a sound check.
I can hear you now.
Hey.
Amen. Glory
I told
God.
You. Let's talk
I'm
about
so
it.
I'm so sorry. Okay, hold on. I got to make sure my this right here. Do I still got the watch party going on? Yeah, hopefully I do.
Let's
okay.
get it all going.
I tell you,
well, you know, we're talking about humility.
Perfect in Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm. And looking good, family. God bless you. Love you. Let's
God
talk
bless
about
you.
It.
Amen.
Wait, do you like this side or do you like
Amen.
This side better?
I like all sides. Amen. You know what? I tell you, I got these two earbuds in my ears.
Yeah, that's multitasking.
Why don't you take that jacket on if it's 94 degrees? Why don't you take that jacket off?
Because it matched my outfit. You don't want to see the full view. Everything matches. That's to be coordinated. Let's talk about it.
You be coordinated. Lord of Jesus.
Coordinated.
All right,
don't make me go get my Gucci mask. Look, don't make me go get my Gucci mask.
Wait, hold on. My mask matched my earring. I'm fly.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'm down for the clown. Now watch.
Listen, y'all, because I'm trying to get this together. So y'all stay with us because I got to get it on my page. So just okay, not live. Okay, here we go.
Look,
here we go.
Just having fun. Look, we just having fun. This is the relaunch. The relaunch is fun, just to get back into some kind of groove and let the anointing flow. Let's see. This is my favorite right here. See that Mickey on the Supreme?
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's my favorite.
That's nice.
You want that old school?
Nah, see, only in California. See, we don't have stuff like that here.
Then we need to talk offline and let's do something. Got that other Supreme.
Okay. All right, I started a watch party, so therefore the people that are on my page can see it and I can see their comments. All right,
I can't stop now. I got to keep showing you. You're going to love that one.
Go the other way. Gucci. Can I get that? I want the Gucci because I'm a gold girl. I don't want Versace. No. Oh, Chanel.
That match your dress.
I need that one though.
That
All right,
match your
back.
Dress.
Okay, so we back and I got people in on my page, so we back now. Thank y'all for being patient. Hopefully y'all can hear me now.
You see this
Pastor
one?
E, okay. Pastor E is showing us his latest gear from California, things we don't have over here in Wisconsin.
But you can get it.
Yep. So I'm going to get y'all hooked up over, out here in Milwaukee. So I'll hook up with Pastor E, and I'll get some of those things along with some other stuff. And so we linked from California all the way to Wisconsin. So, all right. Everybody can hear me now. Thank you. All right. So
yes.
What we gonna talk
everybody
about?
Out there, we love you too, Bishop Guillory, Minister Terry, Minister Shannon, Minister Latasha, those that are linked in and commenting on Facebook. We love you guys. Thank you for being patient with us tonight. This is we're getting it right. This is our getting it right night.
Right. Because we haven't been in Let's Talk About It for almost, what, about 6 months now? It's been about 6 months.
Longer
than that? Yeah.
A year.
So we got some new friends, and I thank everyone. She said, I can't hear you, Valoris. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
My sister said I can't hear you.
Facebook on my page. Can you still hear Pastor Valoris? Now, Minister Terry said she could.
Okay. I don't know if it's me sharing it that they can't hear.
They have to hit a mute button. On Facebook, it automatically is on mute. They have to unmute it.
Okay.
It's a little X in the corner. You got to hit that to unmute. We got about 19 minutes left. We want to be effective with this time because we want to petition you guys out there.
You guys out there.
Pastor Dwayne said he can hear us. Oh, so we want to petition everybody listening to give us your comments. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to hear us go in deep about? We ain't playing up in here. This is real relevant. And it's going to be effective. We will not leave her the same. I decree and declare that we will be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our mind, because we don't talk about it enough, that you're going to see that you need some change in your life as well as I do. The Bible says in James 4:10, it says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. If you're feeling down right now, all you got to do is lay before the feet of the Lord. He's going to pull you up right now. I don't care how bad you thought that situation is. When you humble yourself before the Lord,
right,
he now takes control.
Right.
Full control.
And you got to let him keep the control. You can't give him the control sometimes and take it back other times.
Take it back.
You really truly can't. And I know that, again, it's hard because we're grown, we're adults, we've been doing it this way for so long, and we think that we have it better. We think that we have the answer quicker. If I just do this right here, if I just do that right there, we don't have any patience, and most of the time we don't have any patience. Because guess what? I'm 49 years old. I ain't got that kind of time yet. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't have another 40 years to be trying to figure this out or try to solve this. So you figure that you don't have patience, but the word of God says that he'll restore the years that the locust and the cankerworm took from you in the first place. So who else can redeem time but God? So you have all the time in the world as long as you with God. So take your time and have some patience, you know, with certain things. I know I'm still working on it. I need a patience infusion, transplant.
Lift your hands and receive right now. Come on. Pour it to me. We need a transfusion tonight like never before.
Transfusion because, man, it gets, you know, it, because
see,
for
I
one,
need an IV. I don't need a transfusion. I need an IV to stay stuck in.
Stay stuck in. Because you got to remember, it's one attack after another. You know, I taught on the test. You know, you don't get to just take one test at a time. The enemy is going to keep on throwing many tests at you at the same time, and you're going to be looking every which way, trying to figure out which way is it going. But if you just stay steady, balance yourself, and focus on God, man, he do have those battles for you, and he will fight your battles for you. You don't have to pull out your ghetto gloves no more and try to, you know, want to snatch people's wigs off. Let God fight your battles.
Ooh,
amen?
God. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, if we look at the steps of our pride, Proverbs 11:12 says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humble is wisdom. First Peter 5:5 says, likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility towards one another. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
Yes.
I just want to humble myself in front of you. We lost Pastor Valores, but I'm going to stay here live. I want to humble myself in front of each and every one of you because you deserve it. You don't know why you haven't been given the recognition. You don't know why you haven't made it. You don't know why you haven't been recognized because you're looking for the wrong person to recognize you. God has already seen you. God has already acknowledged you. And on point of that, he already called and chose you. Not yesterday, but in the Bible says before the foundation of this world. Before he even called out the sun, before he ever called out the land, before he ever called out the water, before he ever separated it, made it all into a body of earth, he knew you. You ought to be glad about that right now.
My computer. Wow.
We hear you on Blog Talk. That's okay.
Okay. That's cool.
I can even do this.
Yes.
On speaker, and you're now live on Facebook Live also.
Okay, that's good.
So they can hear you verbally.
Amen. So we're gonna keep on going.
Always. Let's talk about it. That's what it's about. Not let nothing defeat us. Not let us take it away. And we're gonna perfect this thing. We are gonna have the top. The Holy Ghost just told me this when we were beginning. God said, you guys are going to have the top talk show on the internet. A virtual.
Let me get
you guys are not looking on how to become virtual in your life, in your business, in your job, and everything else, and you are behind the trend.
Yes, yes, yes.
In closing, can we use our last 13 minutes to talk about how relevant and how prevalent it is that we are prepared for the new world order.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see it, Pastor B. They don't see it. The new world order.
Right.
That's the new world order.
Right.
That's the new world order.
Right.
The gifts that they're trying to give you, that's new world order. Are we ready for the new world order?
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. But you know what the thing is that what people have to understand now is that at this time, we weren't ready. Like, we should have been ready, even though the Word had told us the whole time that we should have been ready and getting ready. Okay, so y'all, this was a test to show y'all what's about to come. Now, if you don't use this test to prepare yourself for what's about to come, then you are the one that was asleep. You're the one that's going to be left behind. But right now, you have to make sure that your house and everything is in order, including your soul.
Come on now. No, you have to be the first one before you get your kids together. You got to get you together.
Right.
Before you get your husband and your wife together. That's the problem. We want to control people so we don't have to do our own thing. We have to get ourselves together. It has to be, I heard some people say to me, well, you say do work on you so you get people off the hook. That's not why I suggest that. I suggest that when everybody works on themselves, it's not hard to work together.
Yeah.
If I'm trying to tell you what to do, what are you going to want to do? Try to tell me what to do.
Exactly. And the one thing that you have to also understand is, too, is that when if you don't work on yourself, then you become subject to those that are telling you what to do to their control. You didn't realize that, bitch. Because I can stand on my own. I can humble myself to you, Pastor E, because I know me and I worked on me. I know my abilities. I know my strengths. I know my weaknesses. I know my downfalls. And I know how to feel humble. But if you don't know how to do that, then guess what? Whatever Pastor E says is going to go. And most people don't realize, now I'm going to throw a big word for you. Get this up here for me, babe. I'm going to throw a big word for you called manipulation. If you don't work on yourself, you will become somebody manipulated.
That's right. And that's the biggest point, though, is that if I don't, you know, the Bible says examine yourself. It even goes to another level and say judge yourself and let you be judged. See, it always falls back in our own place that it's up to you what you do to get the benefits of what God has done. I'm going to say that again. It's up to what you do to get the benefits for what God has already done. God is not a God of new. God is a God of finished. He says, everything I've done has been complete. It's over. If you can't add to it or take over. We always talk about God doing something new. Can we change that revelation and say, I'm ready to do something new?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Because, you know, you got to do something new. You know, I always say, and me and my sister always joke about it, too, because, you know, people always say, please be patient with me. God ain't through with me yet. But when are you going to be through? When you going to be through doing the same old all the time? When you going to be through of always having the same attitude, the same reaction, the same action, the same people, the same job, the same, you know, nothing? When are you going to be through with going around in that same old cycle?
Come on. That's right. That's really. We see, I like to say, I like, there's a word in my system called shifting. We gotta constantly be shifting. The world doesn't stay the same, even though it's in a decay, even though it's dying. The world never stays the same. It's trying to take advantage of every bit of energy, every bit of power, every bit of land, every bit to now fulfill their own dreams, hopes, and visions. Instead of saying, God, move through me so I can be a part of your dreams, your visions, your plan. I just want to be a part of God's plan.
Right. But the thing is that you can't forget that we have to learn to work together. And most people don't want to do that.
Well,
most people don't want to do that.
I'm down.
Because my thing is this, Pastor E. The word says, what? We're all one body, fitly joined together, correct? So, therefore, you have your part to do, and I have my part to do. You have the corn to grow, I have the beans to grow, and I have to be able to share that with you. You got people, again, that want to be wonders, and they want to be able to do everything, but then they want to keep everything to themselves.
That
okay,
used
I
to
think
be
I'm, I'm on another computer
me.
Now. See if I can come in. Can you see me now?
Yeah, I can see you. See, that
can
used
to
be me. I can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to use this computer.
Now, you don't have to ask nobody. You're live everywhere.
Okay, cool. So this is different. I got to take this off because I can hear double talk.
I can still hear you.
Okay, cool.
I can hear you. I took the Bluetooth off. Hold on.
No, this is okay. Don't worry about it.
Amen. Amen. Did we end the blog talk? No, I had the blog talk on the speaker.
Oh, okay.
So we're still good. So let me turn the blue. Testing. All right. So as we were saying, pushing to another level. I'm here to push you. And you're here to push me.
Right.
See, the bad thing about pushing is most people push and aren't willing to take back the same thing they're willing to give.
Oh, that my goodness. You about to make me throw the whole doggone pink canoodle. They don't want to take it. They don't. The same advice that you give me, be humble enough to take some different advice, you know what I'm saying, from me to you. It takes nothing, Pastor, please hear me, and land, Facebook land, hear me. It takes nothing from you as a pastor, bishop, apostle, pope, or whatever title you want to put on yourself. It takes nothing from you to get somebody to give you some advice. It takes nothing from you to say, hey, man of God, I see that you're going down the wrong path, or I see this, and, you know, can we talk about it? It takes nothing from you, but you have these people that have these titles, and think that can't nobody else because you are not, quote unquote, at their level to be able to tell them something. A child can tell you that you got a snooker in your nose.
He said, out the mouth of babes.
It's not about, most people always want to look at levels and degrees and all this other stuff that you have to be able to qualify to be able to tell them something. Baby, I got the best degree in life that you will ever. I got a doctorate degree and three doctorate degrees in this thing called life. So therefore, when it comes to life,
man, I'm a physician. I am a scientist. I am an astronaut in the you know, all those things that other people went to school a long time ago. Talk about the streets. I'm educated. Oh my God! But it gave me more than books could have ever given me.
Exactly.
Excuse me. That I know how to deal with people where you are.
But those that have the books, we still need you. We need the money wisdom. Those that have, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I said before, I can't give you no marriage advice. I ain't made it like that. You better go talk to somebody that got 25, 30, 40 years in.
You might want to talk to me about how you can do it not married.
Not to do it. No, listen, remember, I couldn't say how to stay out of divorce court. I can tell you how to stay out of I've been there enough.
I got a course, Pastor V. I got a course that you can solidify that nobody gonna say nothing bad about you.
Come on.
When you do the right thing,
yes.
And you communicate.
Yes.
Most relationships make it or break it because of lack of communication. But when you communicate up front, you already know you don't fit me. That you ain't right for me. I want to go. I want to travel the world. I want to go buy houses and cars. You want to preach? When you tell somebody the truth,
we ain't there yet. And my thing is this: listen, communication. Let's talk about communication. Communication, Pastor E, is not. I hear preachers preaching hard about marriages. You got to communicate. You and your wife got to communicate. But guess what, pastors? You got to be able to communicate with your members. Guess what, friends? You got to be able to communicate with your other friends. Why is that communication only need to be taught when it comes to marriage, but communication don't need to be taught in life in general?
Well, communication is relationship.
Exactly. But the thing is if I'm under you, Pastor E, and I'm me and you don't communicate, that's your leadership is going to be a little bit in question.
I'm not a leader. No. This is real talk, right?
Exactly.
If you're not communicating to the people who call you leader, you're not a leader. If you are a true leader follows.
And even if you got 5,000 member church, you have enough other leaders that can communicate to your people. That's just plain and simple.
Whatever God is willing to give me, because you know we just launched the Now Church California.
Yay.
But whatever God gives me, I'm going to communicate. Y'all know me. I ain't going to hush my mouth. I'm not putting nobody over communication. I am the chief communication officer.
Listen, I can't say I'm going to be the chief. I'll text you back. I will, at least within 24 hours.
I'm the chief communicating officer.
That's a whole new position.
Oh, my God. This is what the relaunch is about. We want you guys to really, we thank you for going back and forth with us. And they're still saying on Facebook, you can't be heard. We got to fix that.
Okay.
Because they hear me. They hear me. I'm running. And whatever we have to do, we're going to make that happen. They can hear you when I had you on the speaker, though.
Okay. So put me back on speaker, and we're going to close it out and tell them we'll keep trying.
Well, it's every second and fourth Thursday, Friday. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it with myself. And my sister, my whatever, T, all that, slash, call it. That's my homie. That's my everything. We are here to keep it real and keep it relevant. If we get behind time, check up. Say, y'all talking about y'all too much. No, tell us what you want to hear. We want to talk about the stuff that nobody else is talking about. And, yes, we're going to talk about COVID next in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Tonight was not the night to talk about COVID because you done heard enough. We don't want to overwhelm you.
Right. And some of y'all have already had COVID.
If you want to know the truth about COVID, then you need to study Jesus and you need to study miracles. Because COVID was here to show miracles still work.
COVID what did he say?
To see that Jesus still healed. COVID
Jesus
is here to show that he'll still heal the land. We just ain't got nothing like this. Oh, my God. I'm about to run. Real talk. Well, we love you guys. I'm going to turn it back over to my co-host, hostess, my co-host, the host. We just flip-flop, so there's no title. But I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Valores for any closing remarks. Pray us out of here. Tomorrow, join us for Real Talk with Pastor E, Minister Carolyn, and Minister Inoko for any relevant things about jail, COVID in jail, how to get assistance nationwide. You want to be on the broadcast tomorrow, 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon on the East Coast. Real Talk with Pastor E.
All right. So there's not much more that I want to say. Again, we're going to make sure that this is going to be put together for you guys because there's a lot of things that we love to talk about. And again, Pastor E is in California. I'm in Wisconsin. We have other prophets and pastors that's way over in Connecticut. So we can cross this whole United States on subjects and different subjects that we know that we need to talk about. And this is what we're here for. And again, we do real talk, but we also do real words to back up what it is that we're talking about. So we love you here, and we appreciate you being here. And I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you. We magnify you and glorify you. Lord, we know that all things are in your hands, God. We just ask, Lord, that each and every person that is able to hear us or was able to hear us, God, did get a word, that they got some encouragement, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you continue to heal, touch, deliver, free, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. To prove that you are God and you're the God of all flesh and there's nothing that is too hard for you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand flat-footed and we stand firm that you are the wonder-working, mighty miracle God. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Right now.
Amen. Right now. Then,
I'm glad.
Amen.
I'm blessed. Thank you.